reached the end of another edition of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Portions of this program have been edited for taste, fairness, and to cover up a multitude of sins. Boy, I said that faster than I ever have. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy is heard weekly on Tube City Online Radio, WRCT Pittsburgh, and Vulcan Sound Radio, and is a production of PBRTV.com. Thanks for listening. For now, I'm Eric O'Brien. See you in church or some other low joint and right back here on SRE. This is program number Y10-13. And that's that.
Is a production of PBRTV.com. In our 10th year, welcome to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien, recorded at the PBRTV.com studios for Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh at 88.3 FM and WRCT.org, also heard on Vulcan Sound Radio.
Those are the Fantastic Strings on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Begin the Begin. It was one of the slow... still nice. We started this show off with Al DeLore and The Straight Life. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien. I'm here with you for another week. Always good to be with you and good to count weeks by increments or something like that. But nice to be with you nonetheless. And now it is time for... those holidays of the day that you know you need to celebrate, but you don't know how to celebrate. Beginning with August 15th, which is the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Yeah, that's a Catholic feast, by the way. National Lemon Meringue Pie Day. That's good. It's also National Relaxation Day. Now, the weird one is the lemon meringue pie. It's an excuse to bake or devour this tangy and sweet classic. Nothing more joyful than celebrating the chemistry of citrus with cloud-like meringue. But it can also be a really difficult one to make, so just enjoy it however you can get it. It also marks India's Independence Day, which is either the 78th anniversary, 78 years past since 1947, or the 79th celebration, if counting the original 1947 observance. It's also Independence Day in Korea, North and South, and the Republic of Congo, and Liechtenstein, and a couple of others in there, too. Saturday, August 16th is National Roller Coaster Day, not one you'll see me celebrating. International Geocaching Day, and it's also World Honeybee Day. If you are into geocaching or you don't know what it is about, it's an adventurous real-world treasure hunt using GPS. Whether you're a seasoned geocacher or a curious newbie, it's a playful way to explore your neighborhood or local park. Follow a clue, discover a hidden container, and maybe leave behind a fun trinket. There you go. Let's see. Sunday, August 17th this year is Black Cat Appreciation Day. It's also Baby Boomers Recognition Day and Indonesia Independence Day. So all kinds of independence festivals going on. Ironically, not too long after the McKeesport International Village. So there you go. Black Cat Appreciation Day is a lovely antidote to superstitions, honoring mysterious and often misunderstood feline friends. So purr, pamper, and post a tribute to those sleek companions. They deserve a little love and a little mystery in return. August 18th would be my mother's birthday, actually, but it's also National Ice Cream Pie Day, National Bad Poetry Day, and Helium Discovery Day. You could talk like this and discover helium. National Bad Poetry Day is a celebration of cringeworthy couplets and delightfully terrible verses. The fun lies in embracing the awkward rhyme, off-kilter rhythm, or zany imagery. Whatever it is, it has to be bad. So there you go. August 19th, World Photography Day, National Potato Day, National Orangutan Day. Not orangutan, orangutan. A chance to spotlight the wise red-furred cousins and raise awareness of their endangered habitats. Easy for me to say. Learn, share, maybe donate to conservation. Celebrate these gentle giants by acknowledging their intelligence and plight. August 20th is World Mosquito Day, National Bacon Lovers Day. The two are not really related, but it is also National Radio Day, where all of us in the business put our call letters on our social media. All the ones we've worked at, anyhow. But World Mosquito, it's a reminder of the tiny insect that changed medical history. It was Sir Ronald Ross discovered that the female mosquitoes transmitted malaria in 1897. So there you go. And finally, August 21st is Internet Self-Care Day, National Brazilian Blowout Day, and Poets Day. The Brazilian Blowout Day is dedicated to that sleek hair smoothing treatment. Whether you get one, admire shiny styles, or just say Brazilian Blowout five times fast, you can celebrate it in many ways. So those are the holidays that you need to celebrate that you didn't know you needed to celebrate, but you might as well, because what is a Brazilian blowout, huh? Here's Frank Chaxfield on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy has a website where you can make requests or inquiries about the music we play. Set your browser to pbrtv.com/sre and interact with us.
Smooth, relaxing, and easy. Al Jarreau there. We're in this love together. We're in this show together. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy. Before that, we had Alan Tew with Softly Whispering I Love You. I Can Talk. Norman Newell in there with For All We Know, and Frank Chaxfield, If You Leave Me Now. I was just reading an article where the cast and crew of Full House, the TV show, the sitcom from the 80s and 90s, were in town for the Steel City Con last weekend. And I wonder if any of them listened to this show. I mean, I put this show out there for you, 3 o'clock Saturday afternoons, 1 o'clock Fridays, you know, any old time. Did they listen to the show while they were in town? Something tells me that they didn't, but that would have been really cool if they had. It would be really cool if you listen to the show, and I'm sure you do on occasion, and you're probably listening right now, as a matter of fact, and I'm not making the least bit of sense here, but I'm just wasting time so that we get a full hour of program in here. So I'll just leave you with the theme song to Chico and the Man, as done by Bobby Edwards. You're on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Are you okay, Eric?
Yeah, I'm fine.
in our 10th year, you're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh and on Vulcan Sound Radio.
Smooth, Relaxing and Easy with Manuel and the Music of the Mountains, otherwise known as Jeff Love. And do you know the way to San Jose? I don't. Marina Strings before that with Stones, Lex de Azevedo with Call Me, and Bobby Edwards did Chico and the Man. That's the theme song thereof, originally done by... never mind. I'm having one of those days already. Yes, it's wonderful. And now it is time to talk about the record breakers of the week, if there is such a thing. It's actually mostly about our friend David Rush, who actually did succeed in doing something in the last week or so. Serial Guinness World Record holder David Rush teamed up with YouTuber Josh Horton. I think this is a different fellow than he usually teams up with. And two members of Horton's crew to shatter a quirky culinary feat. You're going to want to sit down for this one. The four-person team devoured 559 baked beans using only toothpicks in just about 3 minutes, topping the previous mark of 429 beans. Who does this? Seriously, I mean, 559 baked beans over four people. There was, I'm sure, a lot of music afterwards. The attempt not only earned them a new Guinness World Record for the most baked beans eaten with a toothpick for a team of four, but also saw Rush himself demolish his own individual record by eating 211 of those 559 beans, surpassing his previous total mark of, or solo mark rather, of 178 beans. Just with a toothpick in 3 minutes. Rush is known for his unorthodox record-breaking pursuits, as you know, if you listen to this show long enough. He has long used these challenges to spread enthusiasm for STEM education and inspire creativity. A native of Boise and an MIT graduate, he's amassed over 180 Guinness World Records, 181 to be exact now, probably 82 or 3, ranging from juggling blindfolded to balancing toilet paper rolls on his head. Those are things that make his mother really proud of him. Meanwhile, Nigerian trumpeter Joshua Olusanya, known online as the Trumpet Influencer, played his instrument for 25 hours, 30 minutes, and 36 seconds to claim the Guinness World Record for the longest marathon trumpet playing. Olusanya performed continuously, taking only the brief breaks allowed under the Guinness rules, and said that the grueling session was meant to inspire others to chase their dreams. Dreams are worth fighting for, he said after completing the record. I don't have dreams to even sit at a microphone for that long at one sitting. I like sleep. I really do. So here, I'll play something stupid. Here's Paul Marriott on Smooth, Relaxing and Easy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Summer's here, and the time is right for smooth, relaxing, and easy.
It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside. I'm not one of those who can easily hide. Don't have much money, but oh, if I did, I'd buy a big house where I was a sculptor, but then again, no. Or a man who makes potions in a traveling show. I know it's not much, but it's the best I can do. My gift is my song. Tell everybody this is your song. It may sound kind of simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind. I hope you don't mind that I put down in words how wonderful life is while you're.
Relaxing and Easy there with Ronnie Aldridge at the piano and the last song. Edward Baer did that originally. Andy Williams with Your Song, as done by Elton John. Bob Crew Generation in there with Music to Watch Girls By. Roger Williams at the piano with Too Late for Goodbyes. And Paul Marriott and Something Stupid. That's the title of the song. That's not my opinion. Here is Peter Appleyard. A little song called Midnight Sun. On Smooth, Relaxing and Easy. Takes us up to the top of the hour with Cotton Candy. I'm Eric O'Brien. Stay with us for hour number two of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, won't you?